Welcome to the DSA Shifting Perspective Podcast.
Hi, I'm Richard Bailey, and you are listening to a Shifting Perspectives podcast. Thanks for joining me. Today, I'll be talking to Caitlin Trevor and her father, Mark. Because of the pandemic, we'll be talking down the line, so please do excuse any knocks and bumps. Caitlin is a very active person, and apart from her studying, she has lots of interests, including dancing, singing, horse riding and swimming. I first met Caitlin back in 2006 when she was just 3 years old, when I took a photograph for the DS 2007 calendar. And then I took a photograph again in 2011 on a very cold morning on Woolworths Scrubs as part of the DS Active campaign. In fact, if anyone has a copy of the Shift in Perspectives book, you'll be able to see Caitlin proudly wearing her Fulham Badgers football kit. So it's great to be able to speak to her again now. As I said earlier, she's with her dad, Mark. So hi, Caitlin. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Caitlin. How is everything today?
Yeah, my day's going good.
Great. So before we speak about your hobbies and especially about your swimming, perhaps we could start with your studies and your school. You've been studying for your GCSEs and BTEC, I believe.
Yes.
Can you tell me which subjects you're studying and why?
So I'm studying math and English, art. And the reason why, because they're quite interesting to do. And math is all about the numbers and the knowledge. It's similar to English. English is like doing writing and reading. And art, because it's a way of relaxing and painting.
Lovely. And do you do a bit of photography as well?
I do a little bit of it, yes.
So which are your favourite subjects then?
My favourite subjects are drama.
And what do you like about drama?
I like drama because you get to do a little bit of improv and you get to choose what kind of poems you want to do.
That's great. And have you been in any plays?
I have been in some plays, yes.
What were you playing in the plays?
It's called Group 64.
And that's the play you were in?
And that was the play I was in.
Lovely. Was that, this was before, I guess, the lockdown
Yeah, probably.
Oh, so you must be looking forward to getting back to the drama once this is all over.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And with the photography, what kind of photographs do you like taking?
I like to take still life in big open spaces.
So a bit of landscape photography, maybe?
So, yes, landscape.
Good. And when you're at school, do you have any support or...?
I do have support, yes.
Is that somebody who just sort of comes in and helps you out or...?
It's like an LSA, like a learning support assistant.
And with your GCSEs, were you supposed to take them last year or is it this year?
So in my old school, I skipped a year and went on to year seven at my senior school. And I was meant to be at year 10 or year 11 now, but I'm not. Now I'm in an Alien College, which is a home learning programme for me and other students set up by my mum, Kelly.
So she's been helping you to learn as well. Good stuff.
Yes.
So would you have had to take any exams?
I was meant to do some exams before I flew out to America.
We're going to come on to that in a minute, I think. But with your education, what's the next plans? Have you got other plans to go on to college? Or?
So I would probably move on to college, yes.
And what do you think you might study there?
Probably the same, math, English, art, photography.
And the education.
And the education as well. Mm.
They all sound like great subjects, but you mentioned education. Is that a course or what's
well,
that?
Well, it's actually my teaching course, CASH. I've been doing it for a while and it's been really good. I do units of teaching and that covers child development, a little bit of their, like, areas of physical, social, emotional, intellectual and cognitive as well. And then it goes into talking about what their changes is going to be like as they grow up in the teenagers. And then once that's gone through, they reach puberty and then they go to do the cycle. And then so far I've done Unit 1, Unit 2 is done, but it's almost finished. And now I'm almost finished Unit 3.
And you were inspired by the voluntary work you did for your Duke of Edinburgh.
Yeah, that's true.
I've done it at my senior school. You did a volunteer.
I did a volunteer as in the teaching assistant at a local school, and they invited me. I went to the London Youth Games and won, and then a local school got involved. How I've won the London Youth Games.
Yeah, they invited you along
to talk about what I've done and how many medals you've won.
And then they then invited you to volunteer to be a volunteer.
To be a volunteer teacher's assistant.
Yeah, which you then did for your Duke of Edinburgh. And then now that's got you doing this course with a sort of ambition to be a teaching assistant.
And a coach.
And the coach, not forgetting the swimming coach.
Lovely. And you also mentioned the Duke of Edinburgh, and you've done the bronze and the silver.
Yes.
And are you on your gold now? Are you going to...
but I'll probably be thinking about gold, yeah.
Yeah, I should do it. Billy Jo's been doing. She's got her bronze and silver at college, and she's started doing her gold now as well. So it's a great thing to do. Yeah, yeah. And then after college, I know we're looking, you know, way into the future here. But what might be your plans there? What sort of job would you like to have?
I would probably be a classroom assistant and a swimming coach.
Got it all planned. That's good. Excellent. So with the swimming, I was going to say, when you do get a job, you're going to have to find time to. For your swimming, but if you're going to be a swimming coach, you'll have it there.
Yeah.
So talking about swimming, and you mentioned about going to America, I know that you're a fabulous swimmer. And was it last year that you travelled to Sardinia for the European Championships?
Yes.
Yeah, and perhaps you could tell me what that was like. Did you win lots of medals?
I've won some medals, yes.
What colour were the medals?
Gold, bronze, silver, gold, bronze. Like, some of them are gold, some silver, some bronze.
Fantastic. All the golds are gold.
And that was the Down Syndrome European Swimming Championships, wasn't it?
European Championships. Yeah. More than 120 medals.
Was that great fun, just getting out there and swimming with everybody, yeah? Hang on a sec. Did you just say that you've got 120 medals?
Yes, but it's more than that, probably, so it's my estimate.
And how many years have you been swimming to get 120 medals?
Well, I started my competitive swimming in 2018. I joined 2016 and I started competing in 2018.
So it's only been a few years?
Yeah.
Lovely. And you've represented America as well as the UK in swimming. How did that come about?
Yeah, so... I represent the Team USA.
It's because of your mum.
Because of my mum, because she's fairly American.
Ah, I see. So when you went to America, was that in a swimming competition or it was just...
No.
You have swum.
I have swum in America.
Yeah. This time you were actually training there.
I was training there for my local Van der Wijn YMCA.
Which is your local club in America, isn't it?
Which is my local club, yeah.
And do you have a local club when you're in London?
I do, yes.
And is that a good club to swim with? Are they good fun?
It is, yes.
And do they work you hard?
They do, yes.
They must do if you're getting gold medals.
Yeah.
6 days a week, isn't it?
Mm.
Whoa. And I guess you must be missing it at the moment.
I do miss it a little bit, but not long until we're out of the end of the... lockdown, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, fingers crossed. So, well, I look forward to hearing more about your medal wins in the future.
Yeah.
Actually, as Dad, I don't miss the 5 a.m. starts, though.
Okay? Yeah, I'm the same.
No, I don't think you wear 5 a.m. starts. So we know that you're a keen swimmer. And what other sports and fitness activities do you like and take part in?
I like to do football and... horse riding and cycling. I've also taken up running with my father.
Ah, OK, because I hear that you... Well, actually, before we get to your dad, with the football, I know that when I took photographs of you in Wynwood Scrubs, you were with the Fulham Badgers. Are you still playing football now with them or not?
Well, we were, but then we got in lockdown.
Of course.
And... we've done it once on Zoom,
They do some training on Zoom.
They now do training on Zoom now. So.
So you're still part of the club, and once lockdown's finished,
I'm still part of the club.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lovely. Great. And so you mentioned your dad and running, because I also hear that your dad's a sporty person. And
he is very sporty.
And he had plans to run the marathon.
Yes, he did. He was going to do it, but then he couldn't.
Because of the pandemic,
and there's a little injury.
I ran it in 2016 for the Down Syndrome Association. And then in 2019, I was all set to run it. And the week before, I fell out of a tree and was unable to run. Less said about that, the better. And then, of course, this year I had a place again to run for Down Syndrome and the pandemic got in the way. Last year. But actually, this year, hopefully, if it runs in October, I'll be running again for the Down Syndrome Association.
Brilliant. Well done. And hopefully you won't be going anywhere near any trees or falling out of trees.
Or going up ladders.
That's it. I'm going up ladders.
That area, yes.
Yeah, he's grounded as stone.
Good. So when you couldn't run the marathon, what did you decide to do instead to raise money?
So I've been doing some alum cards with my art teacher, Sue. So me and her have been making alum cards and we've been raising money for the DSA for my dad to run his marathon soon.
So you called them allium cards. So forgive me, I don't know what allium is. Why are they called allium cards?
The reason why they're called allium cards is because of the allium name after a flower, and it's part of my business I'm doing.
Ah, okay. So if we wanted to buy the cards online, where could we go?
Theallium.com.
Perfect. And everybody can just go there now and buy up all the cards.
Yeah.
And all the money goes to
All the money goes to the DSA.
Great. And the cards, are they the photographs that you've taken?
Yes.
And that was your connection?
That was actually my connection with my alien as well.
And is this part of your course as well, your photography course?
Yes.
Yeah, your interest in photography in your course got you to taking these wonderful pictures in large open spaces, which you've then made into your fantastic cards.
Yep, so I've seen these cards. They're absolutely fantastic. It's the alliumcollection.com. So I'm going to go away and buy some more cards from there right after we finished here.
OK, cool. Thank you.
So it sounds like you have a great relationship with your dad. So what else can you tell me about him and what you do together and the rest of the family?
OK, so my dad and I sometimes do cycling together. We run together. Then there's my mum, who is a good mother. She's actually next to me right now, actually. She's been my walk through the years as well. Moving on to my brothers, they are lovely as well.
How many have you got?
Two brothers. They're 21 and 19 years old. And they've been really good.
They're quite sporty as well. Which has been really an inspiration for you, hasn't it?
Inspiration for me.
Trying to keep up with them.
Keeping up with them as well.
Oh, they all sound great and very supportive. And as you say, trying to keep up with them, getting you to be sporty as well.
Yeah.
That's good. And you mentioned art a few times, and it sounds like art's quite a passion for you.
It is.
And making the cards and the photography and what have you. So what artists do you like? And before lockdown, did you go to any of the galleries or museums?
So the artist I like is George O'Keeffe, Bridget Riley, Van Gogh, Gaudi. And the galleries and museums, the Met in New York, Tate Modern in London, and that's it.
Fantastic. I mean, did you get to... Well, obviously, before lockdown, did you get to the museums and galleries very much or whenever you could, I guess?
Well, not a lot. My mum used to drag me to museums in America a lot and, same in London.
And what do you like about the Van Gogh or some of the other artists that you mentioned?
I like Bridget Riley because she's all about the lines and they have that really pattern of how it goes in and out.
are sometimes quite hard to look at, aren't they?
Yeah.
Kind of your eyes, well, for me anyway, the eyes go a bit funny. Lovely. So you were part of the Shifting Perspectives exhibition and book, and I don't think you remember the first photo shoot when you were three, but can you remember what the football photo shoot was like?
Yeah, so football was really cool. It was like my thumb was on a ball, my hands and my hips, and I was looking like a really cool, trendy person.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, because the way you described it well, the way you were standing, hand on hips, looking directly into the camera, you know, made it one of my most favourite photographs from that whole series. Yeah, you looked great. So what are your dreams and ambitions for the future, Caitlin?
There have to be continued learning to prepare for my career, carry on with the sports, especially swimming, and my fundraising through Caitlin's cars.
Great. And if you could give some advice to our listeners about living with Down syndrome, or just general advice, what would it be?
Aim for the sky, set goals, and believe in yourself in whatever you do. You can do it. The sky's the limit.
Lovely. That's perfect. So, lastly, is there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners?
Go to my website, alliumcollection.com. Please buy my cars. Thank you for listening.
Lovely. Thank you so much for telling us about your life and the cards. So hopefully we can find a link to put up somewhere and lots of people will buy those cards. It's been a real pleasure talking to you and your dad, Mark, and hearing about all the things you've achieved and the things that you're going to achieve. So thank you so much, Caitlin.
You're welcome.
My name is Richard Bailey, and I hope that you've enjoyed this edition of the DSA Shifting Perspective podcast. Please do listen to the other episodes in the series.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the DSA Shifting Perspective podcast. You can find more of our podcast via the DSA website or at Spotify and Audio Boom and Apple Podcast and other podcast platforms. Please subscribe and tell your friends about us. Thank you very much for listening.